Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host Brian Sternberg. On this episode, we are fortunate to have on Brandon Bowen. Brandon just finished his collegiate career as a top offensive lineman for the Ohio State Buckeyes football team and is one of the top players for the upcoming NFL draft. Brandon, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Of course. Glad to be here.
To start, recently accepted that invitation to play at the Shrine Bowl. How did you end up getting the invite, and what was your initial reaction to it?
I just kind of got an email, I guess, and then a letter in the mail from the Shrine Bowl themselves, and it was just kind of, I guess, shocking. Not really shocking, but it was definitely cool to see it. A lot of hard work went into this moment. Definitely excited to have the opportunity to showcase my talent there.
In showcasing your talents, is there anything that you look forward to doing at the Shrine Bowl?
Really just one-on-ones. I'm excited to go against some of the best in college football. I've been fortunate enough to go against Chase Young every day in practice, so I feel like going against him has just prepared me for really anything, and so I'm definitely excited for that.
Yeah, and since we're on that topic, I mean, what was it like? I mean, we talk about him as one of the top pass rushers in this year's draft, probably the best defensive player. What was it like playing against him? What were you able to pick up when playing him and utilize that against other opponents?
Well, with him, it was actually really, really great having the opportunity to go up against him every day in practice, just because he's such a technical player. And along with that, he has the athleticism and talent. So it was a lot of little things. Like throughout our one-on-one reps in practice, you know, we would just talk to each other, tell each other, you did this right, or this is why I did this. And so it was a lot of small things. And I took those to the game. And I mean, Chase Young, like you guys said, probably the best defensive player in the draft. So it was very helpful to have him to go against every day.
And Brandon, on the offensive side, you have one of the top quarterbacks in the country in Justin Fields. How was it like playing with him and coming into he was new to the system this year? Was it hard to gain a relationship with him so early on? And how did you do that?
No, it wasn't bad to build that relationship. I think right after he committed or signed with us, whatever, before he got on campus, I just got his number and shot him a text message and introduced myself and got to know him a little bit. So before he was even on campus, I knew him pretty well. And then once he was on campus, of course, you develop that bond that we all do at Ohio State. So it wasn't bad at all. To get to know him or get comfortable with him or anything like that.
Brandon, you being that senior, how did you take on? We know there was a lot of newcomer, a lot of underclassmen, but there was a mix of, you guys had a good mix of upperclassmen, underclassmen. You in particular, Brandon, how do you think you were able to take on a leadership role this season?
I would definitely say more through my actions than anything. At a program like Ohio State, you know, you're taught to get into a routine. You're taught to do all these things that'll help you prepare for the game months before you're even there. And so really, really teaching those young guys to slow everything down and get into their routine, learn a routine, and just really make sure that they buy into the program itself rather than just playing for themselves or anything like that.
And Brandon, we have seen what the Ohio State football team has done this year, unfortunately falling short to Clemson last week. That was very unfortunate. But how would you describe the football culture at Ohio State?
The one word I'd absolutely describe it as is a brotherhood. There's this team in particular. I mean, there's nothing I've ever seen in my life like it. Just the tight-knit aspect of our team, it drove us farther than we could have ever even imagined, because at the end of the day, when you get in those tight games like we were in against Wisconsin in the Big Ten Championship, you look to your right, you look to your left, and you see your brothers next to you. And at the end of the day, you can't let your brothers down. So I really think the culture at Ohio State helped that, or helped shape that and push that forward more. And so, yeah, I would just say the brotherhood.
Obviously, we saw the production throughout your entire career. And though it was kind of that stable situation with Urban Myers, you guys had a lot of the same quarterbacks. This year, transfer quarterback, new head coach. What was it like playing under Ryan Day? And those 1 year, what was your relationship like with him?
It was amazing. I loved playing for him. Coach Day is a true player's coach. You know, he's that guy that, I mean, even in just 1 year as a head coach, I'll go to war for him any day. I'll die for him. Like, he's such a good guy, such a great coach that it was a really easy transition because, I mean, we had that pre-existing relationship from him just being the OC and him being there and being around the program and all that. But him being the head coach, I think, just stepped that up to a new level. We had 105 guys, or 22 in particular, every Saturday that were going out there and playing for him and playing for each other. And so I think he brought a lot to our program.
And how would you say he is similar or different than Urban Meyer?
I would say he's very similar in the way he conducts things as far as just routines during the season and in the off season. Of course, we still had Coach Mickey Marotti, which helped a ton. But, you know, he didn't really change anything up too much. I would say probably the biggest thing that he did was we, during bowl season especially, he kind of made sure we had that perfect balance of preparing but also resting. And so, yeah.
And with it, Brandon, we know you have a ton of experience often at the offensive line, especially right tackle. With that, though, it's obviously an adjustment period when you get to the college game. At what point did it click for you and you realized you could have success at the collegiate level?
I'd definitely say spring going into 2017. I think, you know, it's especially as an offensive lineman at Ohio State, it's hard because first, the speed of the game is so drastically different because playing or practicing it at a school like Ohio State, of course, the talent and the players on the field are just unbelievable. So you really have to get used to the speed of the game. And on top of that, you have to balance that with learning the playbook. And offensive lineman, I mean, you really have to know the playbook, like, in and out, not only your position. That's probably the biggest thing I learned in going into my senior year, or my junior and senior year, was I was learning what everybody did on the field. So that I could better myself on each and every play.
And Brandon, let's talk a little bit about this year's Big Ten championship game. You guys were going into halftime down to Wisconsin. What did you guys talk about during halftime that really motivated you guys as a group to come out and take the W?
I would say we just talked about the brotherhood. I mean, we couldn't let each other down. We knew we had a lot of mistakes in the first half, a lot of things to fix. But at the end of the day, it was about fighting for each other and playing for each other and really making sure we pulled through that game.
Brandon, I want to talk a little bit about the recruiting process for you, not coming from Ohio or really close to there, being from Utah. What made you decide to choose to play for Ohio State? And can you tell us a little bit about that recruiting process for you?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say the biggest thing that drew me to Ohio State was Urban Meyer. My trainer in Salt Lake City, he actually played for Coach Meyer while he was at Utah. And so he, you know, told me everything that he's about, taught me what he's like, and told me everything that he's about. And I knew that going to Ohio State would make me into who I wanted to be. And while it might not necessarily come to fruition in my first 2 years, where it might have at a different school like Utah or another smaller school, but that Ohio State would really develop me into the player that I wanted to be to reach that next level.
And do you think that if you attended a different school like Utah, then you would have been a different player?
Absolutely. I don't think I'd be anywhere near the player I am today.
And you did redshirt, Brandon. How do you think that helped your development?
Oh, majorly. I mean, first of all, the recruiting process, as a lot of people know, it's a a lot of coaches just kind of like blow your head up. It's they get your confidence up, so you know they want you to think that you're the best player ever. And so coming into my redshirt year, it was, I guess, a shock, but it was a needed shock. It humbled me, being able to redshirt and especially playing on like the scout team against guys like Joey Bosa or Adolphus Washington, you know, just players like that. It really helped not only better me on the field, but better me as a man as well.
And would you recommend to other incoming freshmen that redshirting is actually like a good thing and that they should take advantage of that opportunity?
Absolutely. I mean, it is a free year to just get better and to work on yourself. And I mean, if you have the opportunity to play your first year, absolutely go for it. But if not, it's definitely not anything you should be bummed about or anything like that.
And being at Ohio State, we've talked about the brotherhood a little bit, but just home games in general against Michigan, top tier other Big Ten teams. What's a typical game day like for you guys? And what was it like playing at your home stadium?
A typical game day, for like, if it was like a night game, you know, we wake up at like 9 a.m., go on our team walk, breakfast, meetings, you know, we get to relax a little bit. But it's really just a lot of, cause I mean, leading up to the week, that's when really all the preparation gets done, but you can get small things here and there on game day, but it's really just about getting into your mindset of, getting into the mindset of dominance and really envisioning yourself and what you're going to do that night. Playing at Ohio Stadium is just unbelievable. I mean, every week you come out and you play in front of 110,000 fans who are just roaring. And I mean, it's an experience that's almost indescribable.
And Brandon, when we look in this year's upcoming draft, we see the talent there, including yourself. But what makes you different than other prospects at your position?
I would say my work ethic, as well as, some of the things that I fought through in my career at Ohio State, including injuries, among other things. I mean, it's almost like I've come way too far to go to stop now. And it's, I'm all in. I buy into the culture. Ohio State's taught me everything I need to know to, help create a successful culture at another program, as well as not only be a great player, but to set the standard for the program as well.
And I want to touch a little bit about an injury you suffered in your collegiate career, had to miss a lot of time. How do you think dealing with injuries and having to miss a significant amount of time, how did that motivate you to where you are now and the player you've become today?
It just made me a lot more grateful for everything. I would say towards around where I broke my leg, I was starting to get complacent, I guess. And so going through that whole process and being on top of the world and having it all taken away from me in one play, it really just taught me that you really can't take anything for granted. And so moving forward from that, it just kind of, I had a new perspective. Practice wasn't bad. You know, I'm excited to practice because I wasn't able to practice for almost a whole year. So being able to do, it's just like the little things, being in meetings, playing in the game. The biggest thing probably for me was playing in the game next to my brothers. I mean, 2019 taught me so much and just showed me how much I missed that and how grateful I was to be back out there.
And what is it like playing against Michigan and coming out victorious against them?
Oh, I mean, it's almost indescribable. I mean, that's a game we talk about all year. That is our whole season on the line, no matter what our record is. If we lose that game, then it's not going to be a good year. So just seeing the work that we put in, whether it's the Team of North workouts, at the end of our workout, things like that, just seeing that work come to fruition and to beat the Team of North, especially how we did this year and last year. I mean, it's an amazing feeling and definitely a great feeling leaving Ohio State with five pairs of gold pants.
Yeah, no, you guys have definitely had a lot of success over the past few seasons. If we've seen that on film, and the GMs and scouts, they've been able to see a lot of Ohio State, a lot of production this season. But off the field, what type of person are they going to get in Brandon Bowen in the locker room?
A leader. I mean, like I said before, it's someone who's going to push the culture and, you know, not let people slack around or play for themselves, play for the money. Like, I'm not a big guy who's into all that. I truly believe in playing for the people next to you, playing for the people that you, in this case, your employer or your boss. I mean, it's a whole culture, and I'm completely ready to push that off the field as well as be a leader in the community.
And Brandon, we know how important watching film is. Is there anyone in particular in the NFL that you watch their film and take pieces from their game and apply it into your game?
This year in particular, I really watched a lot of Teron Armstead. And when I get the chance, or when he's healthy, I watch Tyron Smith on the Cowboys. Those are two great offensive tackles who I've tried to mold my game around. And so, I mean, I've watched a ton of film on them from week to week.
And with that, Brandon, having more experience at the collegiate level, did the way you prepared for games, study film, work out, did it change over the course of your career?
Absolutely. As I got older, I realized just the importance of really the little things, whether it's finishing a set out strong in the weight room or getting that extra hour of film in after practice. It was real, because the difference between going into a game with like a normal, the average amount of film watched compared to, you know, getting an extra hour or two every day, it just changes the game completely, and it slows the game down for you, and it really helped me a lot this year.
And Brandon, do you have any career aspirations once your football career is over?
I would like to start my own business, preferably a restaurant. I've always talked about that with my friend, but that's about it for now.
And with the NFL in sight, have you thought about the first thing you'd want to do with a signing bonus?
Oh, no, not at all. Probably buy a lot of toys and stuff for my son, but that's it.
And Brandon, for our last question, for any rising high school football player, what is one piece of advice you could give to them?
Keep your head down and work. And probably the biggest thing I would say is don't take anything for granted. Like I said, you know, now being at the end of my college career, looking back, I mean, I'm really going to miss all that. I mean, whether it's Friday Night Lights or playing in the Shoe every Saturday, I'm really going to miss being able to step on the field with my brothers from high school and my brothers from college. So really just live in the moment and don't worry about the future. Don't worry about college. The offers will come. And yeah.
That was Brandon Bowen. We really appreciate your time, and good luck the rest of the way.
Of course. Thank you.